ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Yeah, I'm just basically going to announce that I'm going to be stepping down from NRL coaching at the end of season 2027. It's a decision that obviously I haven't taken lightly, but I've thought about for quite a long time.
For most people resigning from their jobs, 4 weeks' notice is generally pretty standard. For Penrith Panthers coach Ivan Cleary, he's given 18 months. At the end of the 2027 NRL season, Cleary will hand the reins to his premiership-winning machine to assistant coach Peter Wallace. He's already coached the Panthers to 4 premierships, and they're in ominous form so far this season. What more can they achieve together in his remaining 18 months, and what comes next for both parties when he's done? I'm Poppy Penny, and this is ABC Sport Daily. Nick Campton writes Rugby League for the ABC and Campo. This morning, when the Panthers said there would be a big announcement, many assumed that coach Ivan Cleary would be extending his tenure at the club. Instead, he's leaving. What do we know about his departure from Penrith at the end of 2027?
Well, I guess right now all we know is that it's definitely happening. It's a very unusual situation because Ivan Cleary is a coach very much still at the peak of his powers. The Panthers as a club are still very much a team at the peak of their powers. I don't know anyone who doesn't think they're going to win the premiership this year, and I think the first 10 rounds kind of speak for themselves in that regard. And most of the time, the coaches like Ivan Cleary, who are great and who have experienced so much success, are usually desperate for more of it.
Comes left, Hughes, cross-field kick, looking for Wishart. Up they fly, Alamotti takes the catch that ensures a four-peat. Game, set, incredibleness.
And that's kind of been a hallmark of this Panthers team, this constant refusal to be satisfied despite all the victories, despite all the accolades. And I guess the most surprising thing of all is that Ivan Cleary would say that he's had enough, that he is satisfied, that he is willing to walk away from this incredible winning machine that he's built. It's a little bit of an unprecedented situation in modern rugby league history, because most coaches will just keep going until they can't anymore. And Ivan's put the hand up and sort of said it's time for him to have a spell.
He made it abundantly clear during his press conference that he wasn't interested in coaching another NRL club after 2027.
Is there anything at all that would get you to coach a different NRL club?
No.
I don't imagine that will stop people from calling, though. You miss 100% of the shots you don't take. Who do you think, if anyone, is a genuine candidate to secure the services of Ivan Cleary, whether that is in a coaching role or in some kind of advisory role?
Well, when Cleary said that today, I believed it. I think he really means that at the moment. And I thought the other interesting thing that he said today was that he'd be open to some representative coaching as well. So I think New South Wales or Australia could definitely be an avenue for him in the future.
I'm no interest in coaching another NRL club. If someone thought I was worthy of a rep job, I'd consider that probably.
And I don't think Cleary would be interested in coaching in the NRL for a good while, at least. I think there's always a chance that he could come back in the future. But I think that would be a fair way down the track. I think we're looking at 5, 6, 7 years maybe, because from what Ivan Cleary was saying today, I think he's started to feel the wear and tear of 35 years of playing and coaching, you know, every single winter, every single time.
I feel like it's definitely the right thing for me, my family, and also the club. Part of being a coach and a leader is you sort of gain an intuition over many years, and I feel really strongly that this is the right time.
So I imagine it's something that is more of a very, very long-term goal than anything immediate, you know. So I don't know if any clubs will be all of a sudden making some discreet inquiries about bringing Ivan Cleary over. Of course, just about every club in the league would love to have his mind and his expertise and his success just doing something there. But I think that's something that, if it is possible, we'll have to wait quite a while until it eventuates.
I think a lot of people's first thoughts went straight to the PNG Chiefs, Campo. They joined the comp in 2028. Willie Peters is already in position as their head coach, but is there a realistic role for Cleary at the Chiefs?
I wouldn't imagine so. So the Chiefs came up in the press conference today, and Ivan seemed a little bit dismissive of that as a possibility. I wouldn't imagine so. I think he mentioned today that there is a sort of a coaching director advisory role at the Panthers there if he wants it. I would imagine that would be what he'll do for that first season out of the game, or depending on how the representative scene looks, he could take up one of those jobs.
Fortunately, though, the Panthers can't get rid of me just yet. I've been offered a position to stay on in an advisory type role through leadership and culture.
I don't think the cut and thrust of the week-to-week NRL is what he's looking for, particularly in a situation like Papua New Guinea, where there are so many challenges associated with it. It's not like coaching any other team, and they're very much building something from the ground up, given that the back and forth, the week-to-week grind seemed to be what has really worn on Ivan Cleary after all this time. I don't think the Chiefs would be a preferred landing spot for him.
The Luai Cleary reunion remains a pipe dream. But what might this mean for the next two seasons? We've seen Cleary talk about the fact that players leaving the club can actually make them stronger.
It's funny, like the players leaving have almost become a strength for us over not just this year but previous years as well. I don't know what it is about it, but these boys love each other that much.
He's already coached them to four rings. They're currently the premiership favourites for this year. What can he still achieve with 18 months left as their head coach?
I think he could achieve two more premierships, to be perfectly honest with you. Like I said earlier, I don't know a single person who is tipping any other team other than Penrith to win the premiership right now. This news today gives that playing group a little bit of that extra motivation. One of the great things that they were able to do through those four straight premiership years is when players were leaving, so Stephen Crichton, Nappy Corrissau, Viliami Kikau, James Fisher-Harris, Jerome Luai, we all know all the names. What they were able to do was turn those blokes leaving into a motivating factor.
Siren, premiership, Penrith have done it again. What we have witnessed over the last 4 years is extraordinary. We may never see it again.
We have to send this guy out right. We have to show him how much we love him by giving our absolute best and going out and sending him out as a premiership winner. And now Ivan Cleary, he's like a father to a lot of these Penrith players. He has now given them that extra intrinsic motivation that has helped push Penrith to some of their greatest heights in the past.
I don't know. My immediate feeling now is that, like, that's as good a win as we've had that I can remember. Such a great game. Yeah, super proud. Just very lucky man to be a part of this group.
They already had this year. They already had the added motivation of, oh, we didn't win the premiership last year. So, you know, a little bit of an extra carrot to do it this year. And then next year with the Ivan Cleary farewell tour, it's like there's a lot of footy to be played between now and October. There's a lot of footy to be played between now and next October. But, like, back-to-back premierships to finish up, it feels possible. We've seen them do it before twice. So I'm not ruling it out a third time.
I just felt a shudder go through the rest of the competition, Campo. The end of 2027 for the Panthers also does see a lot of players come out of contract, including Nathan Cleary. Ivan and the board were steadfast in their resolve that this decision, him leaving at the end of 2027, wouldn't impact negatively on whether those players stay at the club.
We're not in a rush. We're going to respect the players and their decisions that they want to make. But as I said, our first intent is to get every player that we can get re-signed.
Do you believe that?
I do believe that, but I also don't know if it would have impacted things positively. This Penrith dynasty is incredible. It's the greatest winning run this club will ever, ever have. It's one of the greatest winning runs that any club has ever had in Australian rugby league history. But a lot of it is contained in the individuals that have made it happen.
Kenny, short side left, Cleary, steps past, 1, 2, 3, scores between the posts. Nathan Cleary has turned this grand final. He's picked it up, raised it above his head and flipped it over.
While they have lost so many players, Ivan Cleary being there as coach has kind of been the one constant, the one thing that the entire rest of the club has orbited around. If you look at some of the other constants in that regard, someone like Isaiah, for example, he's starting his 13th year of first grade right now, and he's still one of the best lock forwards in the entire world, but there will come a day when he retires and finishes up. Like Nathan Cleary, he's been in the game for 10 years now. He's not an old man by rugby league standards at all, but he is moving into a different stage of his career slightly. You know, players are on a clock in a way that coaches really aren't, and like, while I have no doubt that the playing group has enormous regard and respect for Peter Wallace, I don't think the Panthers would have appointed him as Cleary's replacement if the players didn't have that sort of reaction to him.
You know, Wallace stepped up into the defensive coach, and he's led the best defence in the league for, you know, that many years, and done an amazing job. So I feel like it'll give the players a lot of confidence.
He's not Ivan Cleary. He's not the four-time premiership winner. He is not the architect of this incredible dynasty. So I understand why the Panthers have made this call now, because they want to give the players a clear idea and a clear picture of the vision that the club has for its future. But having Ivan Cleary there was a tremendous selling point, both to new recruits and to getting blokes to say, like, that track record really, really speaks for itself.
Probably the proudest thing that I've part about this whole journey is that we've created a winning culture.
And while, like, they're still the Panthers and they still have all these other great things to offer, but this is just one less thing.
Is he the least replaceable piece of the Panthers puzzle? We know that they've been able to regenerate through all of those names that you mentioned before leaving, but is Ivan Cleary going to be impossible to replace?
I think so. I think you can make the case that, well, you don't have to make the case. Ivan Cleary just is up there with Craig Bellamy and Wayne Bennett as one of the best coaches of the modern era.
They slip down to fourth with a few weeks to go. They finish second, but they're not a team that finishes second. They're a team that likes numero uno, and they're going to lift the trophy again.
If you want to make the case that he's surpassed the two of them just because he's been able to have this run of success in an era specifically designed to stop that from happening, you can make that case and I'll sit down and listen to you, you know. So great players are hard to find, of course, and it's hard to turn players into great players, but Ivan Cleary's record of that has just been stellar for so long now. You know, there are so many players who have come to Penrith and gotten so much better. There are so many kids who have come through the grades and then turned into stars once Ivan Cleary's got a hold of them. You can sign a great player and he can play great and he can make the players around him better. But taking a player and getting them to the very limits of their potential, that's really what this Penrith dynasty is all about. And that's really what Ivan Cleary's done. He's the tide that lifts all the ships. Now it's gone out and we don't know when the next one's coming in.
I've been a player and a coach for 35 years. It's more like a lifestyle than a job. So I'm definitely looking to, you know, branch out and use my skills, my knowledge and experience in other areas.
So I would tend to agree. I think he might be the only irreplaceable thing.
Nick Campton, the 18-month farewell tour starts against the Dragons this weekend. Thanks so much
God
for your time.
God help them, Poppy. Thanks for having me.
Headlines. Some really sad news coming out of the NBA over the last day or so. Jason Collins, the first openly gay NBA player, has died from a brain tumour, aged 47. He spent 13 years in the league across six franchises and came out in 2013 toward the end of his playing career and went on to become a pioneer for inclusion in the league. And Memphis Grizzlies forward Brandon Clark has also passed away, aged 29. Injuries have limited his playing time, having managed just two games this season with the Grizzlies. The franchise described Clark in a statement as an outstanding teammate and an even better person whose impact on the organization and the greater Memphis community will not be forgotten. Cricket and Australia have announced their squad for the Women's T20 World Cup to be held in England and Wales later this year. The big surprise was that Darcy Brown has been left out of that squad, with 20-year-old Lucy Hamilton coming in. Sophie Molyneux will captain her first World Cup side after the retirement of Elisa Healy. And Masters champion Rory McIlroy has weighed in on the recent news that the rival LIV Golf Tour is in financial trouble, with the Saudi-backed PIF pulling their funding after this season. McIlroy previously urged the PGA and PIF to merge in an effort to reunify golf.
I'm glad I was wrong, Bob. I can admit when I was wrong, and that was one that I did get wrong. I think this was always a possibility to happen.
It's probably easier to admit you were wrong when you just won back-to-back Masters, but I wouldn't know. I'm Poppy Penny, and this is ABC Sport Daily, produced by Declan Byrne.